the attitude that I was working in kind of strange, like, I was hiding a bunch of records in the underneath the floor of like this building, like a mini mall, right? Or like one of those like strip mall kind of places, where you know it'd be like apartments above and like next to a movie theater or whatever. Like some of the wonderful gallery. So I'm in the bottom floor of this thing, and I'm like burying records in crates, like an old crate, like lots of them, hundreds and hundreds of records. And time passes, and you know, I see kind of like a time lapse where the building becomes like a McDonald's, which is like well populated, but kind of strange. And like my own perception, like my own presence in the dream doesn't have any, like, I'm not there at that point. I don't know, a lot of times, I'd say more often than not, it's like a out of body experience, right? Where you like witness yourself doing something, but you're not really in control. But you also feel like you did the thing. I think I take my dreams pretty seriously. Because they don't like happen very often, so they're kind of precious. And so if it's like interesting enough, I'll like try to write a summary of it on like a Facebook page, or somebody I know is in it, I will try and get in touch with them. That usually doesn't turn out as bad as kind of the case.
Yeah, I love that. Like, hey, I dreamed about you.
Ooh. I mean, but isn't that like, isn't that something that people want to hear? In a way.
They do and like, they don't, right?
Yeah. Well, especially if it's like, I dreamed about you, don't go into the subway for like a week.
Yeah.
I think that's the other, I guess maybe dreams are just too extreme, right? And make them maybe just be like decoding the most mundane thing. Like, you should get that special on peanut butter. I know you've been thinking about it.
Do your dreams tell you the future?
I was convinced for a long time that they did. I'm starting to realize that it might be just me, finally coming to a conclusion on a bunch of different things at once. And it seems like it's a dream that describes the future, because all of that stuff is already in motion. And so as it, like, rolls to a stop, or, like, as things end up the way that they should after the last, like, whatever, weeks or months or years of, that behavior, like, that's kind of what happens. So I guess I'm weary of dreams that. Oftentimes when those elements or whatever, unless parts of the story become true, like, they are not in a way that you expect, right? Like, I might think that it's very clear that I'm going to, like, go to this place and, like, do this thing, that something's going to happen to me. But it's always wrapped in something, Or like, I don't know. When I started to realize that pattern, I stopped taking that type of dream as serious. Because, like, yeah, that'll happen, but it'll happen in a wacky way. It's not going to be like in the dream, so it's okay. they need to take it way more, way, way more seriously. And that's kind of like, you know? I was really young, I had a dream that I was an adult that died.
Really?
I talked to a couple of, yeah.
Which dog?
Well, it wasn't the dog that, like, we, you know, grew up with or owned or anything like that, you know? Like, it wasn't a dog that we knew. It was just, like, some golden retriever type of, you know, just like a kind of maybe yellow lab, I don't know, but kind of big dog. Actually, I had that dream in the same house that I was talking about earlier on Delano over there. I have no idea. I was in like fifth grade or something like that. And there wasn't any like that. I don't know what other kind of common associations there are with death. It's just like you're there. And then, you know, then it's very silent. It's very, you know, I couldn't even describe it like a warm darkness or whatever. Just like a sense of that body is no longer in place. Like, maybe like a board game beach or a, I don't know, firework? Like that's over.
I should say real quick,
yeah.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. You're joined by me, Olivia, on this special edition of Radio Ravioli, Mama Ravioli. Mama Ravioli is, that's my name, is joined by my brother, Benjamin. This is Uncle Ravioli.
I like it. I guess I should not.
We got
put
the
on
whole
that.
Fam, baby. Yeah, he's telling me about his dreams. I love dreams. I haven't dreamed a good dream in a while. I feel like I mentioned this last week. I've been just like not sleeping well. It's like my brain is churning as I'm sleeping, so I'm not dreaming. The last dream I had that I remember was like a few months ago, I think. It was actually very beautiful. I think I talked about it when it happened on mic, actually. It was like the greenest day. It was, everything was green. All the trees were green. I was swimming in a green pool. Oh, I totally forgot about the second half of this. Okay, so I was swimming in a green pool with this boy, and he was like ageless, this ageless boy, and we're swimming, and we kissed, and then it sort of descended down the dream, and I was laying next to an old woman.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, like the kiss transformed him into an old woman who was mad that I kissed them because that meant she was gonna die, you know? Like, she was trapped in like this ageless boy's body, and then I sped on her death. Isn't that good? That's a good dream.
That's a really good dream.
It was really good.
I'm glad you
got that
second
part
in. Part in.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I was, yeah, that was, it was disturbing, but, I don't know. You ever feel like proud of yourself after a dream? Like, whew, I guess I am poetic.
Yeah. Especially, like, it really happens after I get this, like if it's impactful enough, I remember it, and I can tell it to somebody, right? Like, that story really gives it life. Because a lot of the times I'm not putting that experience into words. I'm like chewing on the imagery and chewing on the emotions, right? I'm thinking about like whether or not I should, you know, buy that piano, but like I'm thinking about the practical elements of it. I don't know if that's the best way to operate, but like there's a lot of inspiration there. Because you're right, like dreams are good, dreams are rare, right? Do you think there's any, like, how much weight do you think there is in interpretation of dreams, or is there just value in the act of giving it a shot?
Oh, I don't know. I like analyzing dreams, I think. I like analyzing other people's dreams, but I'm also into gossip. I like analysis of people's lives and why they do the things they do.
That's a really good argument for gossip.
Yeah. I'm nosy and I got good instincts.
No, I learned a thing or two from other people's experiences, okay? I consider a lot of stories that you didn't hear from me.
Tell me more.
Oh, more dreams. More.
Here's Helen and Anita.
More about one of those
pretty old duet songs they do. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
It's a big, big market. I kind of consider social networks, what's online, largely that. Because like you gotta be a true believer to like find your form that's like telescope enthusiast, .org, and everyone's talking about, you know, that thing that just hit the moon. You gotta be in on it. For such a big thing that seems like a really small corner of the internet and all this stuff that you can pay attention to. So I guess I grew up just kind of assuming the worst of the stuff. I often say things like, that's for the person who like doesn't have a lot going on with them, so they need to fill that up with other people too. Or at least like that's what I think about some people. I know you're busy, you know, so I'm not gonna throw you under the gossip wagon with the rest of my biases, but like that is my long standing. it's important. There's good to it too, right? That you're thinking about someone else, not just dreaming about them.
That you're thinking of someone, not just dreaming about them. I missed that. Wait, say that again?
Yeah. Gossip, like, there's an aspect, there's care in there, right? You know? Like, if you don't want to talk about that person, they're not, like, important to your whatever, the seed of whatever that is, your news, right? It's not interesting. Like, you could dream about somebody for no reason. You'd be like, oh, Ronald Reagan, why are you serving me ice cream? But you can't call him. I think that, you know, you're probably better off with, you know, that caring part of your own. What's going on?
I think I care too much.
But, you know, you get to choose who you care about, right? You're not, like, gossiping about, like, people you don't know, like, you know, celebrities or something. I could be wrong, right? Did you see what a person I don't actually know did? That's what I'm saying. There's like a good opportunity to pass around information that's like you know, did you know this person, you know, graduated, or, you know, they created a new ravioli for breakfast. You should try it.
Ben, what are you talking about?
I'm just running down examples. But hopefully you can at least hear it.
Hopefully what?
You can at least hear me.
I can't hear a thing.
You can't?
No, I can hear you.
It's just something I don't try and do. And I guess I also, in that thing where people don't talk about me, like how I don't talk about them.
Oh, I know, I hate thinking about that. I don't want,
it's a normal answer. Like, oh yeah, how's Liz doing? How's she right now? How's Mama Ravioli this week?
I'm okay. I was in Philly this week. This weekend.
Okay.
Which was fun.
How did that go?
It went good. Yeah, I was doing, like, work in Philadelphia, and my work went well. I succeeded.
You did.
Yeah. Is that
the
word?
You were successful. I don't know. Were the people engaged? Did they try it out? Did they give it a shot?
People were engaged, so I made a presentation, and, yeah, people were taking notes. It was... I saw someone break out a notepad, and I was like, ooh, I guess I'm doing good. Someone took a picture of my slides. It was exciting. I felt good. I don't know. Otherwise, it was kind of a dud weekend otherwise in Philly, but I had fun still. I was with friends, people I knew, and... I don't know, it was nice. I like Philadelphia, I think. I don't think I could live there. Maybe.
Do they have a good food?
I just ate cheesesteaks the whole weekend.
What? Really?
Philly cheesesteaks, yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
You go to Philly, you just eat a cheesesteak.
Yeah.
I'm a simple gal.
I don't mean complicated things.
I just like one thing. Meat and cheese. That cheese whiz, baby. You were in Texas, right, Ben?
I was, yes.
How'd that go? How's the weather?
I went to a wrestling match.
Oh.
I went to an event called Party World Wrestling, and it's like this indie, like, you know, self-organized, kind of crazy, super over-the-top, like, how do you describe it? I mean, it's like WWE, but with like a bunch of young, like not super muscular people that have ridiculous characters, and apparently they have crazy, like, they've been running the show for years, and they have this crazy lore, and, like, a kind of small YouTube channel that, like, they do, like, background, like, video, like, for each of their, like, introducing their new characters, and they operate it out of the back of, like, this co-op brewery. Like, it's very hip. But I don't know. some good characters, some well organized stuff. Pretty packed. There were like, I would say like 5 or 6 people there in this room, maybe like. How do you describe the space on the radio? Let's see, what's like a normal size? Maybe you were talking about 60 or 70 parking spaces max. But way colorful characters. That was a lot of fun. We also had some food, you know, when you're in Texas, you can barbecue. And other wonderful junk like that. And just hang out. I need to relax. I've been doing a lot of work lately. And so I'm trying to slow my roll. I don't want to burn out. I'm doing so many good things, right? I think I've been not hurt myself. But it's a good trip. I would definitely go again. I recommend it to those who have not visited. It's an interesting town. Yeah.
Which part were you in?
Went to one karaoke night in Round Rock. I went to, I think the wrestling room was in Pflugerville. One of the restaurants I went to. It's all like kind of north and like northwest Austin. I didn't go downtown or to the so famous 6th Street. Didn't get much of the music experience. But I also was only there for a couple of days. I couldn't possibly do everything. So I'll have to go back, honestly. To see more. It's so spread out. It's pretty intense. It felt like 15 to 20 minutes to get anywhere. From a map or like looking at the population or like my impression of what I think Austin is like how Austin appears or whatever, it seems so much more dense than that. But that is not the case. And I also live pretty close to there, like 45 minutes away from there for a few years. And it really felt like a bigger version of the Central Texas that I really am familiar with. Maybe with less nature, but, you know, not much less. Like, went to this restaurant that was, like, on a river. Like, not in the middle of it, but on the side of it. it was good. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of just bugs everywhere, and it's humid. I don't like that. I don't know how you or people listening feel, but.
Into humidity. Do I like humidity? No, I don't like humidity. Cause I got curly hair.
Right. Right.
Those curls, they always get ruined.
That's not cool. Can't have them. Yeah. I mean, it'll be a while before I make it back around, but I look forward to it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, I feel like I'm a little bit more okay with my humid curls now, though. I used to be, like, really affected by it.
Oh?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe just you figure it out as you get older. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, is it maybe that, like, you know, everybody with curly hair has to deal with that? Like, you guys, we're in it together, right? So when your curls get messed up, you know, the chances of you finding somebody who also has messed up humid curls is not very far away.
Yeah, it's lonely to have curly hair. You gotta like struggle alone, I feel like. Because people try to scam you.
What?
What am I saying? No, like, yeah. I stopped getting my hair cut, like, professionally, because people were always trying to, like, sell me things. They'd say, like, oh, you gotta do this, you gotta use this product, or, like, oh, you don't really know what's up with this thing. And it's kind of like, I live with this hair every day. I know what's up. I'll figure it out.
It sounds kind of like a car, you know?
Yeah, like car salesman.
You go to get, like, an oil change, and they're like, hey, dude, you should probably try this, like, this additive in your fuel tank, right? Like, it'll clean all of that stuff that you don't understand under your hood. Like,
yeah,
you know, try, dude, $15. Like, seriously? What are you, Swag? What is that? I guess I understand. Fashion's crazy. And, like, just like the how to be more specific, like cosmetics maybe. I had my first pedicure in Texas, not 3 days ago. I was totally into it, you know. Like I was asking the nice lady all these questions, like, you know, is that a difficult thing to learn? Or what is this thing?
Yeah.
Are you playing my favorite song? But she seemed nice about it. She told me that even that's a racket, you know. Apparently your cosmetology license doesn't transfer from state to state. So you gotta go and take, you know, a whole bunch of classes every time you wanna move somewhere. So you can paint people's nails and, you know, make their skin all soft.
That's a scam.
I'm telling you. Scams the world over.
The world's a scam.
Well, the only way to stop scams is to not dance with them, I guess. Don't scam. And maybe it's inevitable. Right?
I love a good scam, though.
Good scam?
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. My friend steals, like, I can say this. So, what are those? They're those candy bars that are, like, they're called, like, skinny girl bars or something. And, so he steals those because to throw them away, to get rid of, to lessen their impact in the world. I like that.
That's a good scam. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good scam.
Whoa.
We're at the Wawa near my college campus. In the past, he used to do that.
It's like signing up for a street team that you like don't like, just so you can throw away their flyers. That's beautiful. Maybe you can turn it into clothing or something. For birds. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's kind of a... it's kind of like a beauty in that, I guess.
I mean, it seems like a principle, right? There's like a there's a value that is stronger than, you know, the muscle brownies, right?
What?
Like what? I'm trying to like bring a similar product into the fire here. For years I've been making fun of. They're like protein bars, but I guess they're brownies. I don't know. I've never had one. But like their tagline is, you know, eat brownies, get muscles. Like, why not like do other things to get muscles? I guess people like brownies. If you know are against that enough, it seems totally fine. You know what's weird? Speaking of like. I guess just, like, I guess a principled stance against, like, a scam. It's like, I feel way different now about, like, piracy than I did when I thought I had, like, a principle behind it, you know? Anyway, go about your business. I see a lot more of that than anything else, you said.
I see more warning.
And for a while, I was way into, like, modifying parts of my browser to, like, you know, like some people use, like, ad blocks or things like that. But, yeah, I had, like, this really sweet little, like, CSS injector that would just, like, you can choose, like, classes of information, like, classes of elements on your web page, and they just never show up. And you can also, like, rearrange elements in those classes so that you can make, like, whatever site you go to appear, like, a certain way every time. So I had my own, like, super clean-looking YouTube and all that stuff. I thought it was pretty cool. But now I don't really have a reason to do that. I guess it's the same thing. It's, like, laziness. And is that the same as piracy, you think? Like, you know, losing advertising, like, eyes? Do you think, like, with augmented reality, that you can, like, get a service that, like, changes billboards to trees or something? If you're constantly trimming your experience, you know, and choosing what your feeds are, like, is that by, like, making your safe space, is that, like, the thing? Does that give you, like, I don't know, you're getting what you care about, but you're not, I feel like that makes the world kind of like a ball. There aren't any edges or anything to really, like, get a grip on. There's nothing that tells you that you're in the right place, because there aren't any wrong places left. And in that way, it's kind of like, maybe people who are, like, on Thorazine or lithium, right? Like, these really intense, neuro drugs. It's not exactly like an antipsychotic, it's a behavioral heavy metal. Seriously, I know a couple of people who require those things to, like, totally bank shot, you know, the topics. But, like, somebody really close to me took a pill to stop their crazy dream, you know, because they would have a crazy dream every night. And the themes of them, I mean, it would come up, you know, pretty similar most of the time, but it was just so realistic and over the top that they're restless from this, like, you know, what's the word? Visceral kind of experience, really tangible. Every night. Yeah, but I was there, I was in the plane, I was flying, and the escape, you know, hatch shoots up, and I'm too fat to get out of the jet. Something like, you know. Or through the dog door. Maybe, like, building on that condition, or that putting up a fence, right? Owning something. Had a conversation with her dad about this, like, years ago. Like, I'll feel that way about talking, I'll feel that way about my stuff when I actually have a thing to defend. Like, look at you, you know? You got a family, you know? You're a nice child, all of these obligations and responsibilities. And those are things that are worth worrying about. Your kids are something that are worth worrying about. Your health. You have to build that up in order to worry about it. I think plastering over what exists, you can worry about the things that are in those ideals or pretty. That's the kind of thing. And maybe that has a lot to do with the long. I definitely feel that way. Yeah, growing up online, or even off of online, I don't feel particularly included in a lot of these stuff. I'm going to be friends. You know, and she's an awesome, the kind of smallest world, and I'm always excited to see people that are outside of being creative. But, I guess I kind of built that by sticking to it and being stubborn and not like getting into that job sweeping up a pharmacy or packing groceries or trying to sell people air hoses to their mechanics or garage. Or trying to get back, you know, the credit that they owe on a Harley Davidson. Or trying to tell people. I was having this conversation earlier with a guy came to the other day. It was like summer, and he was doing, and he was like, you know, sometimes they didn't do that, like, you have a life outside of that, and it's a thing that you wouldn't otherwise be doing, but it's supporting the stuff that people might do, like, there's kind of a piece there of flexibility, you can enjoy all of that stuff, what the heck? You can enjoy it.
Up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her
girlish. And now you're doing stuff you don't want to do all the time. But, I mean, so is everyone?
Such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere.
Kind of listen to the words of the song.
An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me.
That was there. Anyway, how do you find it?
Photograph album.
You gotta find it. She takes from the closet
and slowly turns the page.
Playlist is in your head.
Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. Closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, anytime of the day.
How to get solar energy.
An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me.
How to fix
dreams of the everyday housewife. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday
housewife who gave up
a good life for me.
Not a lot of things to worry about. You can help it. Or someone's car. It may be lonely. But that can be helped too.
Okay, you're listening to Radio Ravioli. My name's Olivia. I'm joined today by my brother, Ben, who I gotta give it up to him. I'm kind of the worst person to deal with. I'm just throwing things his way, and he's taking it well, I think. We honestly didn't. I mean, can you tell we didn't plan? Because we didn't really. That was Glen Campbell in there with Dreams of the Everyday Housewife. And then we have this nice environments record. Some water ambiance for you. And Ben, of course. Benjamin. Wow. I don't know. Time's flying by. I feel less alone today.
Do you normally feel alone? I mean, I can't like picture what your face is like, you know? How you, your operation space, what the radio station is like. You gotta have somebody with you, I imagine. So it would be kind of cool to be in like a lighthouse type situation where you're just like, you have all these mysterious records.
I mean, it's the wee hours of the night, so nobody is here. I'm alone.
Oh.
I'm barely awake, but I sound awake, hey. Don't I?
You sound really good. Sound like you know what you're talking about.
That's how I get all my compliments. Leading questions. I sound good, don't I? No.
You do.
I'm just kidding.
No, you do. You are ravioli in charge.
Ravioli? Did I say that already? This is Radio Ravioli. Here every week.
This is Radio Ravioli.
Yeah, special blend.
Is it? I know it's based off of the pocket of legend. But you've gone through a couple of in your radio experience. You've gone through quite a few different names of shows and such. And when was the ravioli moment? You're like, it's just a pocket of time, you know, in the middle of the night, you need a snack. I got you.
I actually didn't come up with it.
What?
I didn't come up with it. But I don't want to give too much away. It's the magic of a name. You can't reveal your process.
That's fair. But I like this. I like the symbol, you know. I like what it represents. The idea of like a radio pasta pot.
I like that too. I like pasta. I like pockets.
Oh, I'm not gonna pry that now. I'll let you keep your ravioli secret.
Yeah, man, I can't give it all away.
Very good.
Coming in now.
Covering my mouth. I'll just talk to Rick. Making me search.
Thank you.
searching around the cabin. I swore we had like a whole pallet of ravioli. But of course, it's the most popular thing, and so it goes first. But you know what's messed up? It's not that the ravioli is missing. That the only thing left is beans. And I like beans. But beans and tuna,
we had like a whole pallet of ravioli.
Of but of course, it's the most popular thing, and so it goes first. But you know what's messed up? It's not that the ravioli is missing. That the only thing left is beans. And I like there's the best of
there's beans and tuna.
I feel like I haven't cooked, to the point where I think I might even not go good at it anymore.
But you know what's messed up?
I don't think it's going to be really out of the can.
That's the only thing left is beans.
And I like bread. We're fortunate in our family here to have beans. I'm a ravioli and I'm a ravioli and I'll go to that again in a
minute. You know what's
messed up? I think it would be kind of painful to show up and like a lot of people at any event. To like not be able to navigate. That's the key. What is a ravioli and I'm a ravioli and I'll go to that again in a minute? My brain has been too wrapped up in the heart. And my food has been too wrapped up to the kind of thing that will take me back to my
classroom
for styrofoam box.
So I can hold you in the navigator.
That poet. My food has been too wrapped up in the heart. I'm told that all of these containers that for any serious definitely some kind of weathering on them. Dry packages and food on them. I told they were cute things to get involved. Oh, I'm not sure what it feels like. I believe in the ravioli if someone built it. Just the run for it. See how we're doing. I would say that's like a mannerism that I picked up. Actually, I know what the source is. It's like this political speech pattern. Just saying, I would say, and then say it anyway. It's pretty weird if you break it down, right?
It's like a mannerism that I picked up. Actually, I know what the source is.
But I guess it's like a hypothetical response to a hypothetical question.
Just saying, I would say.
If you were to bring me a whole pretty weird if you bring it down, right? Shopping cart full of shoes. I would say I got out of that business a long time ago.
That was a response. I got out of
shoes making me crazy.
I would say
if you were to bring me, I'd say all of those pages in my cart. It's pretty weird if you treat that.
Shopping cart full of shoes. I would say
that I would say that's not for work. maybe like practical things, like cooking, are just too easy. Right? Like, the work that it takes to actually get your vehicle somewhere, like, and, you know, ignore all of the wonderful decorations and find the mission. And maybe that's the work that it takes to actually, there's a good challenge there. I know what's gonna happen when I cut this hair in half.
Ignore.
I'm gonna have two half hairs. And so on and so forth. And if I cook it, it'll get squishy.
And maybe that's the work that it takes.
If I.
You know, there's a good challenge there. I know what's gonna happen.
Put salt on it, put salt here.
Ignore. I'm gonna have all of the ones you have.
I don't know. But ingredients,
if I cook it,
it'll get squishy.
Maybe
they're hard to shop for.
You know, that's a good challenge.
Maybe that's even harder than deciding of the things that are within your tolerable, of the convenient items.
But ingredients, if I cook it, it'll get squishy.
Which is the most satisfying.
Maybe that's even harder than, you know, what's gonna happen, criticizing
of the things that are within your tolerable to the
center
of the convenient item.
Like, I don't want it
ingredient.
If I cook it, it'll get squishy.
What flavor is it?
It's most satisfying.
I don't know. But I know I want it to.
Maybe that's even harder than, you know, what's gonna happen, criticizing of the things that are within your tolerable to the center.
Just to get through, like, listening to your body. I'm not listening to my body on this half of the show. I'm listening to my brain. That's fine. Those are shortbread cookies that I microwave. And it doesn't seem like you're doing it. Would you mind if I
just get through, like, listening to your body? I'm not listening to my body on this half of the show. I'm listening to my brain.
But it also isn't the same to cook and eat, like, by yourself. You gotta build a different kind of table. If you're smart, maybe one that's not in front of a screen. A book, I think, that works. Which is like a challenge at that point. Maybe cafeteria should come back in style. So it's like really long benches. So that you have to put a lot of work into it.
Not a good mess with
somebody, you don't know.
But you gotta build a different challenge at that point.
I hear that was a thing. 50s and 60s. Maybe cafeteria should come back in style. But now I'm like able to eat with anybody around the world on a public game channel. They must serve noodles. I don't always feel like noodles. But the company's good. This part of integrating with, like, technology, the opposite of integrating with people. Like, people have been sitting around each other eating forever. Groups near each other forever. Now you have, like, your own bed, room.
And a good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster.
Spoon and fork.
Enjoy chewing Wiggly Spearmint gum every day, as humans do. Hi-ho,
hey. Maybe it's enough to just remember that.
Each other forever.
So you definitely feel good something. It's so natural. Just do it. That you don't even think about it. Other things can happen on top of like that, on top of the nature that is like going for going, you know, with your homegirl. I might do that. We have other things to do, you know, we gotta like, we're not talking about the cops. We're talking about the years, but
other things can happen on top of like that.
It was on a night like this that we sat on a bridge
for going, you know, with your homegirl.
I can't remember. What got us there? It was like a wash, you know. LA doesn't really have rivers, but we have a wash. Kind of cruising through town. Specific part of town, there are a couple of crossings. Not particularly wide, and they're well maintained. And this one was kind of half open. So we can walk towards the middle of it and lean our backs against it. Welcome back. I can't really like labor myself to tell them why you don't want to talk. I'm sure a lot of things are like hopeless romantic views, but like, you know, I don't know why it is that like, I guess you call it love that like you and us could go across the country and back and halfway across and back. Is it you're attracted most to the things you love the most? And when you can't go any closer to you than where you are right now, you're pulled to the next thing. Right? I wonder if that immediately relates to gravity, right?
And when you,
like, we can't kind of really figure out what it's made out of, but it certainly has an effect on a lot of things. I can't say that I really like love you right now. But I love that moment. It's cold. The floor is painted and flaking.